voices call and darkness screams. And no one hears but you. It's nightfall. Welcome, dear friends. Frederick Hend again to take you back in time, but forward into terror. Losing a loved one can be a disturbing affair, but it might be wise to consider the ramifications of wanting a dead person back. Tonight's play is called Angel of Death and was written by Raymond Story. The year is 1916. The world is at war, and life is about to become very distressing for Alice Macaulay.
What's the matter?
Papa, there was someone calling me, a man. I heard him.
Where?
Here.
No, that's not possible. There's no one here. No one came out.
He was calling my name.
You must have been having a nightmare.
I can't believe it.
In the name of the holy, what's happening?
It's all right, Mrs. Kessel. I think Alice has just had a bad dream.
It wasn't a dream. Someone was calling me.
Is there anyone in the street, sir?
It wasn't from the street. It was nearer than that. It had to be in here. The vent! He's in the attic above the vent.
No, my
There's
dear.
There's no one in the attic.
Well,
I'll go up and have a look. It'll make you feel better. And then we can go back to bed.
Norma.
What is it?
I thought it was Jamie calling me.
Alice.
Oh, I feel so stupid. I'm carrying on like a schoolgirl.
No, you're not. It's a hard thing. It's a very hard thing for us to accept.
Whenever I think of him, I see him standing in the kitchen with that irritating, smug smile. Proud of that damn ridiculous uniform. And now, we've got a politely worded letter from the War Office, neatly typed, and that's it. And I can't make my head understand that.
We've got to accept it. Jamie's dead.
I don't know what to do.
There's not much to do. Tomorrow we'll go to the memorial service, and we'll cry a little alongside all those other people who cry a little over their politely worded letters, and over some place in Belgium they'd never heard of before, and we'll go on with our lives. Oh,
there's no one there. There's nothing there at all. I'm going back to bed. Are you feeling better, Alice?
Yes, thank you. Good night, Father.
Good night, then. Good night, Mrs. Kessel.
Good night, sir.
Norma, do you think Jamie really could have been calling me?
He cared for you very much. So many things are possible. I don't know what to say. Do you want me to stay for a while? I don't mind. I'm having trouble sleeping myself.
Oh, thanks, Norma. Don't worry about it.
Very well, then. You'll get some sleep. You'll be glad of it tomorrow.
Good night. And thank you.
Good night, my dear. Oh, please, God, don't let this be happening again.
Let us pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Cap?
Yes, sir.
Take these ladies over, do you?
Certainly, sir.
Mind your step, ma'am.
Are you not coming, Father?
No, I'd prefer the walk.
Are you sure, Mr. McCauley? That's a fair way.
Quite sure, Mrs. Kessel. I could use the air.
You're not looking very well, Father. Maybe you'd better come with us.
Don't worry, Alice. I just need to clear my head. I'll see you at your home. 16 Kendall Street, driver. Here. Here's the fare.
Thank you, sir.
Do you not owe me some change?
Oh, Kendall Street. Oh, I suppose. A bit. It was at the big memorial, was you, sir?
Yes.
Them poor beggars at Wipers, eh? Hard to imagine. Must have been wicked, eh? A few hours of battle and not one in 10 comes out alive. You didn't lose a boy, did you, sir?
My nephew at Sanctuary Wood.
Part of the Mounted Rifles, was he?
Mm-hmm.
Poor young beggar. Still, you gotta be proud, don't you? There you go, sir. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 cents. Makes half a dollar.
Mm-hmm.
He's a fine and honorable man now.
You'd better get these ladies home, driver.
Right away, sir. My condolences. Giddy up, Lucy. Let's go.
Fine and honorable.
There go the McGregors.
Hmm?
Well, for Margaret, they own a motor car.
Huh.
What are you thinking about?
Your poor father. He's taking it badly.
Yes. It's almost funny, isn't it?
Alice McCauley.
Why should I bother mincing words? He certainly didn't when Jamie was alive.
No, that's not entirely true. I'll not deny your father was rough on Jamie, but he wanted Jamie to have a sense of responsibility. For his own good, as much as for the business.
He meant to fire Jamie.
You've no way of knowing that.
I worked right there in the office with the both of them. He belittled Jamie every chance he had, and Jamie wasn't a bad worker.
I don't know that I'd call you impartial.
Well, all I can say is Father deserves to be sorry. When Jamie came home and told us he'd enlisted, well, I thought Father would dance in the streets.
Alice, well, that's not fair. Sometimes you don't know your father at all. Naturally, he's upset. Lord, the poor man. There's been more death in this family in the past 10 years than most families have in twice the time. First your mother, and both of Jamie's parents, and now Jamie. I just don't know what to think.
Norma, you feel something, don't you?
Something terribly wrong.
Well, tell me what it is, Norma. You know I trust your feelings.
You?
Yes.
Ever since I was a little girl, I've known things I shouldn't know. I've felt, I've seen, I've smelled time after time, and still I don't want to trust them myself. Now, this, I'm a Christian woman. But I keep seeing your poor mother and remembering that last awful week. How she'd say to your father over and over that the angel of death was in the house. They kept a room in the attic. He was waiting there for her.
I never heard this story.
That's not the thing we wanted to tell you. You were 12 at the time. You must remember being sent to stay with your Aunt Liz.
Yes?
We couldn't have you remember her like that, raving.
Are you saying my mother was insane when she died?
I'm not a doctor, Alice. I don't know. Sometimes I think the angel of death really does have a room in our attic.
Here, give me a coat. I'll hang it up.
Thanks, Norma.
I don't know about you, but I, for one, could use a good strong cup of tea.
That sounds nice.
Do you want to come have it in the kitchen with me?
I don't want to sit around in this black dress. Why don't you put the kettle on while I go up and change?
Well, you don't belong, or I may want to drink it all by myself.
I'm back.
Or help calm you.
Tea? A cup of tea isn't going to help me.
It's as good a place to start as any. Now, tell me what you saw.
God, please, don't let me be crazy.
But you're not. No, listen to me. You're not. Now, I need to know what you saw.
I saw him on the landing in front of the window.
Go on.
He was standing there. The light was behind him. His hair was all wild. And he had no face. Where his face should have been, there was just black.
Yes. Are you sure it was Jamie?
I'm not even sure it was a man. Oh, God, help me.
Oh, here. Drink this now.
Oh, Mama. Mama, what did your angel of death look like?
Stop that. Drink your tea.
It was the same voice.
You're not insane, Alice. There are some things that are so difficult to understand, they defy the explained. And for nearly a week, I've known. We're not alone in this house. I can't explain it. I just feel it. And it feels to me like Jamie. Not the Jamie we knew, but another Jamie. I can feel him now. Somehow he's found his way home.
Mama?
He's found his way home to you.
Why?
Well, he has something he needs you to know. That he wants you to do. That he wants to warn you of.
What is it?
Oh, I don't know. It's you he wants to tell. But I can feel the urgency. He rushes over me. Like a wind. A wind filled with pain. We must find out what he wants. Now, draw the curtains.
But...
Do as I say. You have to hurry. I need two things.
Norma.
A candle.
Norma, I'm frightened.
We are Christian women. Christian women have no need to fear. There's a portal that exists between this world and the next. I'm not strong enough to reach it alone, and we must be strong. The path is steep, and the road is dark. This will light our way. And the Bible, the Word of God, our protector and our shield on this journey. Now, come sit near me. Give me your right hand. And place your left, the hand closest to your heart, alongside mine on the Bible. Now, look through the flame. Look deep through the flame and into my eyes. And let us go. Is there anyone there? Is there anyone there? We need to contact the spirit of James McCauley. He was a private in the 4th Canadian Mounted Rifles. Killed at Sanctuary Wood on the 2nd of June in this year, 1916. We want to help him. Please help us. Go to the portal and call James McCauley. Ask him to come to us. We must contact the spirit in this house. We must contact him.
Oh, is that you? Oh, I feel confusion. Fear. No. Terror. Animal terror. Oh. Pain. Pain. So much pain. Pain. Oh, yes. Nothing. Yeah, you just feel terror. Pain. Terror. Oh, please, Mama. No, no, I must know. Why? What is horror? Show me. Oh, what is this? Oh, blood. So much blood. Oh, no. No.
What in the name of all hell? What the devil is going on here?
Father.
Why have you got this place shut up like a tomb?
Father, we have to contact Jamie's spirit. He's been trying to contact me. That's what I heard.
What sort of rubbish is this?
He's been calling me from the other side.
Mrs. Kessel, you're responsible for this. You know I will not tolerate this heathen nonsense in my house.
Yes, sir.
It is not nonsense. I've heard him, and I've seen him.
What?
I've seen Jamie Spirit.
No. No, you haven't.
How can you say that?
Be quiet. I will not argue about this. Mrs. Kessel, we have enough to worry about without having it all scared out by you and your spirits. We're all upset. I don't want it made any worse. The sooner this house gets back to normal, the better.
Mr. McCauley.
You must have work to do, Mrs. Kessel. I expect dinner at 6 as usual. I want everything as usual.
Me and my spirits. There are things in this world that we need fear, Mr. McCauley, but they are not me and my spirits.
Somebody make him stop.
Well, you're all right. Everything is all right.
I just want him to leave me alone.
Well, I'm surprised at you, Alice. How can a woman your age be frightened of ghosts and goblins? You know they're not real.
But they have to be real, Papa. If they aren't real, they're in my head, and that's far more frightening.
Why do you think...
He's not hurt, is she?
Norm, I can't stand it any longer. He's stronger than me.
Don't let him be, that's all. Just don't let him. With God on your side, there's...
That's enough, Judas, woman. If I hear one more word about it, I'll put you into the street. Do you understand that?
Yes, Mr. McCauley. I do understand.
You may go back to bed, Mrs. Kessel.
Yes, sir.
Norma, wait. I can't sleep here, not tonight. Would you mind if I came down and slept in your room?
Of course I don't mind.
Thank you.
I'll walk with you downstairs. Mrs. Kessel, why don't you make up the room while you're here?
Very well, sir. You crawl in, dear. I'll be along shortly.
All right.
No more, Mrs. Kessel. Do you hear me?
Good night to you, sir. Put me in the street indeed. No more, Mrs. Kessel. Who's that? Who is it? So you're back. Looking for the girl, are you? She's not here. There's only me. And I'm not going to let you have her. Where are you? Huh? Where are you hiding? Oh, don't tell me you are up in the attic after all. Well, how would you like a visitor? Heavenly Father, protect me. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Oh, oh!
Hello, Norma.
Jamie! So exhausted.
I'm sure you are. These haven't been easy days for any of us.
Mastery of understatement, Papa.
Alice, there's something I should have told you a long time ago.
I know, Papa. Mrs. Kessel told me.
Mrs. Kessel has told you a lot of foolishness.
And she told me about Mother. About the last days. And about her angel of death waiting in the attic.
Alice, your mother was very ill. There isn't time to start into all this tonight. Tonight you stay down here, and tomorrow everything will be much better.
Will it, Papa? Norma!
Oh, my God.
What's happened?
She's fallen down the stairs. Mrs. Kessel, can you hear me? Mm-hmm. Hold the door, Alice. I'm going to put her on your bed.
Oh. What would she be doing on the attic stairs?
Now stand out of the way.
Oh.
You sit here and watch her, Alice. I'll get someone to run for the doctor.
Father!
Oh. Alice!
No, lie still. You've got a terrible lump coming on your forehead. I don't even have a cloth. No. Lie still. I'm just going to get you a compress. I'll be right back.
Alice!
Jamie!
Is she all right? I didn't mean to hurt her.
How did you get here?
With somebody else's name in the bottom of a boat. They're evacuating refugees all the time.
No! Jamie, your regiment...
They're all dead men. I knew them, Alice. They had names and families and faces and arms and legs and blood. So much blood. The proud 4th Canadian Mounted Rifles. But this wasn't the kind of war proud men fight on horseback. So they put us into shallow graves that they called trenches. 680 men were put into those trenches. The next day, 73 of us answered the roll. And they put us back in again.
I thought you were the angel of death.
The angel of death?
Hmm?
No, I'm not, Alice. But I know him.
What?
He hovers very near me. He has great black wings, the color of smoke, and breath that smells like rotting flesh. He has a voice like a cannon crash, and he woke me up when I was lying in the mud, and he barked at me to run. And I did. I didn't know how far I'd get, and I didn't know which way to go, but I ran, like a rabbit in front of the dogs. I slept in filthy places. And I ate garbage.
Stop it, Jamie.
Why is Uncle Robert keeping me here so long?
What do you mean?
He said it would only take a couple of days to get the money and the papers. Then I can go and live in the States.
Papa knows you're upstairs?
He told me not to let you know. Says he wants to keep you innocent. He's afraid I'm going to contaminate you. Your innocence. He's afraid I might try to take you with me.
You hurt Norma.
I had to. She was going to tell Uncle Robert.
Tell him what?
She saw this. My revolver. It was a present. The angel gave it to me.
Jamie.
Why is Uncle Robert keeping me here? He isn't going to help me. He wants them to send me back in. You've got to help me, Alice.
What can I do?
Go to the office and get me the money. You know where the keys are.
Jamie.
For me. Oh, come here. Let me hold you.
No.
Aren't you glad to see me? What's the matter, Alice? Do you think I'm going to contaminate you?
Don't you. No. Get away from me.
Do I disgust you too, Alice? You really are your father's daughter. I would have died. Why don't you understand? But the angel wouldn't let me. He doesn't want my life. He wants my soul. He comes for it. And he tears at it. He tears it away a piece at a time.
Jamie, don't. Leave me alone.
Why? Am I hurting you? You don't know what it means to hurt.
Stop it.
Stop the hurting. I can do that. With my present. The angel's present. See? Watch the chamber.
For the love of God, let her go, Jamie.
The angel. What do you want? You want to rip away another piece? Here. Take an old...
Jamie!
Merciful God.
No. Jamie.
I wanted to help him. I didn't think he was this far gone. Are you all right, Alice?
Yeah.
That must be the doctor.
I send him up. Hurry.
I'll let him in, but there's no one in this world who can help Jamie now.
Oh, the horror. This is it? This is what I saw? I didn't understand. I thought I could stop it. But I really wasn't strong enough. Alice, I'm talking to you.
Blood. So much blood.
Oh, Alice.
He's gone.
Everything's going to be all right. Oh, come away, Alice.
Prudent to lock your attic door. Ghosts aren't the only creatures who can haunt you. Here's who was involved in tonight's production.
Angel of Death was written for Nightfall by Raymond Story and starred Diane Lasco as Alice, Richard Donut as Robert, and Marion Gilsonen as Norman. Also heard were Angelo Rizakos as Jamie and Richard Kernick as the Reverend and the Caddy. Technical operation by Brian Tate. With sound effects by Jerry Fielding. Production assistant, Nancy McElveen. Angel of Death was produced and directed in Toronto by William Lane. Executive producer for the series, Don Kowalczyk.